We are now joined by Kevin Miller, CIO at Evaluator Funds. Kevin, a little bit of skittishness toward the close in the session, but a solid day. The bulls might say, look, the train has already left the station. Ignore that Reuters report about dissent at the White House. That's just sour grapes from the side in the administration that lost the argument that both Trump and China want to reduce tensions. Get used to it. That's the bull case. Do you agree with it?
Yeah, I think something will get worked out with regard to phase one. I'm not anticipating that once it does get signed off on, that you're going to see an immediate surge in the market, because I believe the market is already pricing that into where we're at, especially since the 1st of November.
The thing is, you know, we don't still know what phase one is, and there's the fear that two and three could perhaps be as difficult to achieve, if not more so.
Yeah, I think regardless of what we ultimately end up with, it isn't going to be, okay, this is the deal, let's close the book on it, and we just keep going forward based on what the agreement is. Because quite candidly, I think the next thing is the volatility surrounding whether one entity is holding up their end of the agreement or if they're trying to cut corners. And so this is not going to resolve volatility. I think we're going to have a certain element of volatility tied to this agreement, whether it does come to fruition in its entirety, or even once it does come to fruition. It's just a matter of making sure people are following on everything they signed off on.
And it's not just that maybe phase two and phase three are difficult to attain. These rallies might force investors to kind of rejig their estimates on the Fed and what it might do. If the animal spirits are truly running, might that turn the Fed around?
Well, that's just it. Our perspective is that the Fed, if they do anything between now and the election, I think they'll get it done before the end of Q1 of next year, because they're not going to want to be viewed as influencing the election either one way or the other, depending on how your view is on what they might do. Right now, I would speculate that they would lower rates maybe a quarter point between now and the end of March next year, if
oh,
they
really?
Did anything.
Wow.
If they did anything. I'm not saying
yeah.
that they would, but if they did anything.
Kevin, we've had the majority of earnings out now. What's the scorecard looking like in the U.S.?
I think actually with all the with what's been going on with impeachment and with the Fed, and then also likewise with China agreement, that we're actually holding our own really well. Consumer is strong. That's what's going to drive us. Manufacturing is pulling back, slowing down, but it doesn't make up the large component of our GDP as it had in the past. And the fact that we have a bunch of baby boomers retiring, we got 10,000 reach retirement age every day, I think the service consumption is going to stay strong. Will we eventually go into recession? Sure. But I think we're good for at least another 12 to 18 months.
You could argue that the valuations of risk assets in the States are bumping up a little bit closer to highs, while some parts of the rest of the world are looking much better. For instance, the EEM 50-day moving average moved up through the 100-day. So if you look at emerging markets, we're up about 10% in a month, close to a 52-week high, but still a long way from, you know, all-time highs. Do you look at emerging markets much? Do you like them?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been allocating into emerging markets, and you know, if we get a China agreement, even phase one done, I think that's going to be very beneficial for a global economy because China is the second largest economy in the world, and it's still an emerging market. We get USMCA passed, and there seems to be some momentum and discussion and optimism expressed amongst the congressional leaders with regard to that. On a volume basis, that agreement is going to be larger than our agreement with China, and Mexico likewise is an emerging market. So I think the emerging market opportunities are going to be strong going into 2020. And as you've seen, the dollar has gotten weaker recently relative to where it was a month and a half, 2 months ago, and I think that can only bode well for international holdings as well.
It's also a case of catch-up, isn't it, for EM? And the other aspect of all this may well be that people are also looking at valuations, and they do look a little bit toppy historically in some of those developed markets, particularly the U.S.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's the old reversion to the mean, right? And so we will see this recovery transpire. And the other thing, too, is when you look at, I mean, I know I'm transitioning out of EM over to Europe, but, you know, if you look at Europe, Europe has now gone, it's been over a year now since their significant slowdown. So their year-over-year numbers are going to start actually looking a little better. And with interest rates so low, typically European stocks pay a little bit higher dividend than the domestic stocks. So we might have a little mixture there that could be some signs of strengthening and opportunities in that marketplace as well, when you factor in the weakening dollar, a little higher dividend play, and you know, maybe getting some of these trade agreements put to bed.
And maybe just as attractive as emerging markets or, you know, anything outside the United States might be some of the stocks in the country that have suffered a lot because of the trade war. So industrials are one. And some of the travel companies like FedEx, for instance, it's been hammered pretty hard. It has recovered a little bit here, but still way off of earlier highs.
Yeah, and you know, going into the holiday season and more online shopping being done and expected to be done, that we don't see that diminishing at all. Those delivery services they should continue to show some strong numbers. We like what we can see coming out of like Visa and MasterCard. It's kind of an indirect way of playing a strong consumer as opposed to trying to pick the exact retailer or the online stock or that you'd want to use for consumer consumption. So there's going to be, we're looking for a strong run out through the end of the year. Beginning of the first quarter looks good. And then it's going to be into election time, and I just see us trading sideways until the election. And you know, place your bets as you get closer to the election with regard to who you think is going to win and what the transformation will be as a result of that.